I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, October 31st. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises says that Mayor Thomas Koch's decision to lower the annual mayoral salary from $285,000 to $225,000 is a step in the right direction, but does not address the core issue of not listening to taxpayers. The group says the entire process has been flawed from the beginning and says the mayor is now trying to rebrand the reduced raise as a result of listening and speaking to councilors and residents. They say he has never reached out to their group. Koch says he will ask the city council on November 10th to amend the mayoral salary that's set to take effect in 2028. He says the new figure represents a 3% increase for every year since 2016, the last time the pay was adjusted. The plan also allows for 3% annual raises moving forward. The citizens group had suggested an annual salary of $183,000 with 2% annual raises for all elected officials. Now, the group is suing the city after officials denied their ballot petition that would have asked voters this coming Tuesday to decide the mayoral salary. Another hearing on that lawsuit has been scheduled for November 24th. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce is searching for a new executive director. Julie Pagano has resigned and has returned to working for the city at the Quincy 400 office. Pagano was appointed the executive director back in February after former director Tim Cahill stepped down to take the lead job at the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. Previously, Pagano worked for Discover Quincy and also spent over 27 years at her family's business, Bay State Cruises, and worked with the late Congressman William Delahunt and his consulting firm. Quincy Chamber of Commerce Board Chairman Helen Shiner is also serving as executive director until a new director is appointed. Now, today is the last day of early voting for the November 4th election in Quincy. Voters may cast ballots at City Hall today, 8:30 to 4:30. In-person voting will then take place next Tuesday, November 4th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the same polling locations as the September preliminary election, and mail-in ballots are due back at City Hall by November 4th at 8 p.m. The New England Free Jacks will hold their first Fall Fest on Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. The free event will feature field activities, costume contests, meet and greets with team members, and a New Zealand versus Ireland watch party on the large video screen at the stadium. You can visit freejacks.com for more information. The Quincy Art Association is offering kids' art workshops on November 1st, 8th, and 15th from 10 a.m. to noon at their headquarters on High School Avenue in Quincy Center. Children age 4 and up can sign up for the two-hour workshops in watercolors, acrylics, collage, drawing, and mixed media. For cost and other questions, you can email community@quincyartma.org. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra and the Quincy Choral Society will perform a German Requiem by Johannes Brahms this Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Mary of the Hills in Milton. The concert is free with a suggested donation of $20. Visit quincysymphonyorchestra.com or quincychoral.org for more information. Retired Captain John Noble of Weymouth will be the keynote speaker at the Sons of American Legion Squadron 294 Veterans Day observance this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Flags for Veterans Island at School in Pleasant Streets in Quincy. Noble served for over 26 years in the United States Army National Guard and Army Reserves. Noble has been awarded the Bronze Star, Meritorious Service Medal, Army Commendation Medal, Army Achievement Medal, and other citations. The public is invited to that ceremony. The Quincy Animal Shelter Volunteer Appreciation Dinner will be held Sunday from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Terrell Room on Quarry Street in Quincy. Food, prizes, and a cash bar will be offered. Visit quincyanimalshelter.org for more information. Applications are being accepted through the end of the day today from groups who'd like to have a float in the 72nd Annual Quincy Christmas Parade on November 30th. The parade committee has selected Historic Quincy Celebrates Christmas as this year's theme and says that floats should reflect the Quincy 400 celebration. You can email pdoherty@quincyma.gov for more information. Quincy youngsters will be collecting eyeglasses for the Quincy Lions Club while they're trick-or-treating tonight. Give your glasses to a costumed collector, and each pair will be donated to someone in need. You can email quincylionsclub@gmail.com for more information. Reminder, daylight saving time ends this Sunday at 2 a.m. Set clocks back 1 hour Saturday night. And public safety officials also suggest testing smoke and carbon monoxide detectors and changing batteries if needed. Well, Governor Healey yesterday announcing the launch of a new SNAP resource hub as Massachusetts braces for the loss of federal food assistance beginning November 1st. Governor also said the state will double its aid to food banks and pantries next month, advancing an additional $4 million to support residents impacted by the freeze. The help site, mass.gov/snapfreeze, provides resources for people in need of food assistance and ways for residents and businesses to donate or volunteer. More than 1 million Massachusetts residents and 42 million people across the country are expected to lose access to SNAP benefits as federal funding runs out due to the government shutdown. Healey called on President Trump to release billions of dollars in USDA funds to help SNAP recipients. Healey has said that about a third of SNAP recipients in Massachusetts are children, 31% have disabilities, and 26% are seniors. Over 5,500 farms and grocery stores also depend on SNAP revenue. Here in Quincy, over 16,300 households receive SNAP benefits every month. To help address the immediate need, Healey said the state will advance $4 million from the Massachusetts Emergency Food Assistance Program on top of its usual $4 million monthly distribution, bringing the total November funding to $8 million. The administration's also partnering with the United Way to establish the United Response Fund, which has distributed over $1.3 million in the past week to trusted community-based organizations and local food pantries. Businesses with surplus food and hunger relief organizations can register on the Mass Grown Exchange, a free online service that connects donors with food assistance efforts. Well, NewPro's headquarters in Woburn remained dark yesterday after telling employees they're closing up shop in an email on Wednesday. The abrupt closure has left many in limbo, including some customers who are out thousands of dollars. NewPro is owned by a company in Dallas, Renovo Home Partners. That is in turn owned by a major investment fund. For some reason, that company in Dallas appears to have closed, but no one knows why, and the investment firm has no comment. The Cogliano family, former long-term owners of NewPro, released a statement saying that they have not maintained ownership since NewPro's acquisition by Renovo in 2022. Anthony Cogliani continued to serve as president until 5 months ago. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 109 points, the NASDAQ dropped 377, and the S&P fell 68. Asian stocks also lower. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $60 a barrel. In sports, Bruins beat Buffalo 4-3 in overtime. They will host the Hurricanes at the Garden tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Celtics are at the Sixers tonight at 7. Of course, Patriots, Falcons, Sunday at 1 in Foxborough. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy and windy, the high of 60 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and windy. There will be a gale warning going up. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and brisk, high of 56. Sunday, sunny at a high of 54. And Monday, sun and clouds, high of 59. For the boater, waves 2 up to 5 feet. Southwesterly winds will increase and gust to 35 knots later today. High tide, 7:33 p.m. Sunrise, 7:16, sets at 5:38. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, October 31st.